AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Washington State is sad in the wake of a shooting that left four females and one male dead at a mall in Burlington.
I know that there are 7 million pairs of arms that would want to embrace the families and their losses and the whole Skagit County community. The state of Washington is with this community and will be in the days to come.
Burlington Mayor Steve Sexton joined Washington Governor Jay Inslee in mourning the loss of life.
We suffered a devastating loss of five treasured members of our community who had done nothing more than what we all have done on any given day, gone to the shopping mall. That was us in that mall.
Police Lieutenant Chris Kamek says there's incomplete information on whether the 20-year-old suspect in police custody said anything before he allegedly opened fire on people inside the Cascade Mall.
We need to vet out and find out, was something actually said? If so, what was it? And that clarity. And then how did it contribute, if it did at all, to this incident?
Three gunmen who shot eight people last night in Baltimore are still at large this morning. One of the victims was a 3-year-old girl. Protesters were out in force again last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Some of the people protesting the police shooting of a black man last Tuesday talked about boycotting businesses in Charlotte.
We got. Yes. They are killing us. We're going to have to start boycotting their businesses. Yes. Black people spend $1.2 trillion annually. I'm going to say it again.
Bowing to pressure from protesters who have demonstrated for five straight nights in Charlotte, the police chief released some dash cam video of the shooting incident on Saturday. But you still can't see if Keith Scott has a gun in his hand, as police claimed. This is AP Radio News. Nestled among other historical sites on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., the National Museum of African American History and Culture has been opened by President Obama and a host of dignitaries.
The bronze-colored museum began as a dream for African-American Civil War veterans in 1915 and now, says Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis.
It's more than a building. It is a dream come true.
President Obama says the museum illustrates the contrast in American history.
Suffering and delight. One of fear, but also of hope.
To open the museum, he helped ring the bells like those that rang for the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The museum was built on the National Mall at the corner of 14th and Constitution Avenue in the shadow of the Washington Monument. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.